day, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 21st of June 1553, letters patent were issued stating that King Edward VI's heir was Lady Jane Grey, eldest daughter of the King's cousin, Frances Brandon, Duchess of Suffolk. 15-year-old King Edward VI was dying, having been ill for a few months, and in the original draft of his device for the succession, he stipulated that the crown would descend through the male heirs of Frances, Duchess of Suffolk, if Edward died childless. The problem was that there were no male heirs yet. So when Edward took a turn for the worse, he decided to change the document to read, "To the Lady Frances's heirs male, if she have any such issue before my death, to the Lady Jane and her heirs male." On the 12th of June 1553, the judges of the King's Bench were shown Edward's device and ordered to turn it into a legal will. The judges refused as they were worried that overturning the succession would be considered treason, but Edward explained the reasons behind his decision, saying, "For indeed, my sister Mary was the daughter of the king by Catherine the Spaniard, who before she was married to my worthy father, had been espoused to Arthur, my father's elder brother, and was therefore, for this reason alone, divorced by my father. But it was the fate of Elizabeth, my other sister, to have Anne Boleyn for a mother. This woman was indeed not only cast off by my father because she was more inclined to couple with a number of courtiers rather than reverencing her husband, so mighty a king, but also paid the penalty with her head, a greater proof of her guilt. Thus, in our judgment, they will be undeservedly considered as being numbered among the heirs of the king, our beloved father." He also passed over the Stuart line, Mary, Queen of Scots, as his father Henry VIII had done in his will. Edward's device was drawn up by Sir Edward Montagu, Chief Justice of the Common Pleas, and John Gosnold, Solicitor General of the Court of Augmentations. And on this day in 1553, it was issued as letters patent for the limitation of the crown, and Lady Jane Grey became Edward VI's legal heir. Here's an extract from the device. "The said Lady Mary, as also the said Lady Elizabeth, to all intents and purposes, are and be clearly disabled to ask, claim or challenge the said imperial crown or any other of our honours, castles, manors, lordships, lands, tenements and hereditaments as heir or heirs to us or to any other person or persons whosoever, as well for the cause before rehearsed, as also for that the said Lady Mary and Lady Elizabeth be unto us but of the half-blood, and therefore by the ancient laws, statutes and customs of this realm be not inheritable unto us, although they were legitimate, as they be not indeed." Instead, the crown was to be passed to, in order of succession, the eldest son of the body of the said Lady Frances, Frances Brandon, Duchess of Suffolk, lawfully begotten, being born into the world in our lifetime. Then the Lady Jane Grey and her heirs male. Then Lady Catherine Grey, Jane's sister, and her heirs male. Then Lady Mary Grey, Jane and Catherine's younger sister, and her heirs male. Then the eldest son of the body of the fourth daughter of the said Lady Frances, and his heirs male. Now, this fourth daughter didn't actually exist at the time that the device was drawn up. Then the eldest son of Lady Margaret Clifford, daughter of Lady Eleanor Brandon, the younger sister of Frances Brandon. Then the eldest son of the eldest daughter of Lady Jane Grey, and to the heirs males of the body of the same eldest son. And, failing that, from son to son, as well of the body of the second daughter of the said Lady Jane. Then, the eldest son of the eldest daughter of Lady Catherine Grey, and for lack of such heirs that then the said imperial crown and all and singular other, the premises shall remain come and be unto the eldest son of the body of the second daughter of the said Lady Catherine, lawfully begotten, and so on. Then the eldest son of the eldest daughter of Lady Mary Grey, and failing that, the sons of the second eldest daughter. then the eldest son of the eldest daughter of the fourth daughter of Lady Frances, and so on. Then the eldest son of the eldest daughter of Lady Margaret Clifford, and so on. Whew! So the focus was very much on the Brandons and the Greys. So no Stuarts at all in that. And of course, no Elizabeth or Mary, the half-sisters of Edward. When King Edward VI died just 2 weeks later, on the 6th of July 1553, the crown passed to Lady Jane Grey because her mother, Frances, had not had a son. Jane was proclaimed queen on the 10th of July. Her reign, however, was cut short when, on the 19th of July 1553, Edward's half-sister Mary was proclaimed queen and Jane was taken prisoner. Lady Jane Grey sadly was executed for treason on the 12th of February 1554. Now, if you want another dose of On This Day in Tudor History, you can go to the description for this video and find a link to last year's video. So lots of Tudor history for you to enjoy. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.